Hi, I'm Scott, and you're listening to The Grow Smarter Show. Today, we're talking top brain hacks that every entrepreneur should know with Erica Flint. So stick around. Today, I'm joined by Erica Flint, award-winning hypnotist, three-time best-selling author, speaker on hypnosis, and the self-actualized mind. Every successful entrepreneur has one thing in common: the drive to go beyond the ordinary. And in order to do that, you need the right strategies for optimum performance. Knowledge is the key. If you're a busy multitasker like me, then audiobooks are your best friend. Audible has a plethora of great business books on audio, as well as podcasts, guided wellness programs, and originals you won't find anywhere else. With thousands of titles, Audible helps people get more stories and information through the gift of found time, allowing people to listen while commuting, cooking, exercising, gardening, or relaxing at home. Do yourself and your business a favor. Visit audibletrial.com/growsmarter and get a 30-day free trial on us. That's audibletrial.com/growsmarter. Today, we're going to cover the power of the subconscious mind and hypnosis for the entrepreneur and how to use it to grow your business. Erica, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here.
This is actually really cool for me. I've listened to some of your stuff, and I'm definitely into the mindset and how it affects an entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's definitely an important topic that I think a lot of people are really starting to pay attention to. So it's a lot of fun doing this work.
So can I ask you, if you could pick a TV show to be your life, what show would it be?
First thing that came to mind is probably some new version of Star Trek.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You know, not like I kind of want it to be, like, I've always thought of the work that I do as kind of like on the leading edge of consciousness, which, you know, Star Trek is kind of like, you know, going out there where nobody's been before. And I kind of think that's what we're doing with consciousness and with hypnosis right now. So yeah, it would probably be some modified version of Star Trek where we're also, you know, investigating the mind and doing some other cool stuff. So
yeah, I totally dig that. So I saw in your bio that you were a software engineer.
Yeah, I was a software engineer. I worked at IBM for like almost 14 years. And so I have an extensive background in computer programming. I was a software developer. And so I was actually writing code and developing solutions. And so my mind is really kind of set up and geared toward pattern matching and creating modules and kind of like how we might want a computer to think, basically.
Oh, that's pretty cool. My dad was actually into that. I suck with numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, numbers are definitely a part of it. But a lot of it really is kind of modeling real world experiences and how we want things to be and want things to perform in our life. And that's what I really love about the work that I do now, and what I tell a lot of people when they ask me, you know, how did you make this transition from software development to hypnosis? And for me, there's just such a huge overlap between, you know, programming a computer and thinking about what do you want, you know, the inputs to be and what do you want the outputs to be. And when we're thinking about ourselves and how we're thinking or the behaviors that we want to either change or modify, or the things that are bothering us and are like, what are the inputs and what do we want the outputs to be? And looking at it, there is a very clear overlap. So now I just get to help people program the most powerful computing device that we know of, which is the human mind.
Right. That's actually pretty cool. I never even thought about that. It's something to consider for sure.
Well, there's definitely things that we can do, and I'm sure that we'll get into it.
So how does hypnosis work?
Hypnosis is a normal and natural state of mind. So we go into states of hypnosis all the time. It's a natural state of being, and it's the ability for us to focus and filter. So what we focus on is important, and how we filter out things that are not important to us. And so it's normal and it's natural, but what tends to happen is that we are focusing on the wrong things. We get hung up focusing on the wrong things. So you might be thinking about how people get kind of a thought in their mind that's keeping them up at night, that's looping, or the monkey mind. All of that, like it's your brain functioning, but it's just functioning on the wrong data and it's functioning on the wrong things. And so with hypnosis, what we get to do is we get to help people kind of filter out all of the things that are not useful and focus on the things that are really important. And at that point, we get to access the subconscious mind. So the subconscious mind is really who we are. It has all of our memories and behaviors and emotions and everything really that we've ever done. And with that, part of the mind is really kind of part of our super mind, where we get to make all of our best decisions. When we tap into that, and we do it naturally, tapping into it, think about a time when you have an aha moment or some of your best ideas. They might happen in the shower. They might happen when you're doing the dishes. They might happen when you're gardening. And we would expect it to happen in those cases, because what you're doing is you're not flooding your mind with all of these additional thoughts while you're showering, while you are gardening, while you are washing the dishes. And so our subconscious information has the ability to reach our conscious mind. So that's what hypnosis is, reaching down into the subconscious and bringing some of our best ideas and knowings to the conscious level.
Right. I absolutely love that. I love the whole mindfulness aspect.
Yeah, we really need to be paying attention to, we can really program our mind. So, and this is something that you do on your own. You know, your hypnotist does not do it for you. They help you to do this. And so we really can design how we want to think, design how we want certain aspects in our life to be. So we can, design our home, we can design our life, we think about how do we want certain aspects of our life to unfold all of the time. I think that we should be designing what we want our brain to do. And there are certain techniques that allow you to design certain outputs that you want in your life, whether it's a behavior that you want to stop or start, or whether it's just kind of thinking patterns or a state of being that allows you to be really good. So entrepreneurs have some very specific skills and a skill set and a mindset that's necessary in order to be successful. And that's why I love helping entrepreneurs.
Oh, that's perfect. And that leads right into my next question of how hypnosis can actually help entrepreneurs.
Yeah. So some of the primary issues that entrepreneurs talk about all of the time are things like procrastination, feeling overwhelmed, too many things to do, right? The inability to focus or have clarity. And so the amount people talk about decision fatigue all of the time as an entrepreneur and overwhelm. And with hypnosis, what we can do is help our entrepreneurs with the time that they have, help them be super, super efficient and effective. So imagine, instead of having a big idea or a new project or a new product that you're trying to create and kind of getting lost in all of the details and starting to feel overwhelmed, instead of that path, imagine using hypnosis to get massive clarity on what you actually want and be able to make decisions very quickly, so that an hour spent in hypnosis when you're working on your business is effectively equal to even 2 or 3 days of just conscious thinking without hypnosis.
Yeah, that would be incredible. That's definitely a superpower.
It really is. And I know a lot of people, you brought up like what TV show I would like earlier, but there's that movie, Lucy, right? Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she's accessing, the idea there is to access 100% of your mind, right? Which sounds really cool. And with hypnosis, here's what I love for people to understand. A lot, our brain is always operating at 100%, but I would say 50, 60, 70% of what our brain is doing is really worrying about things, trying to control emotional states, trying to keep us in a state of being that we want to be in. So there's all of this energy and time spent on kind of like containing the chaos, right? And so if we can take our mind and hypnosis can help us bypass the chaos and go directly to the root and source of all of the good information, then in that same amount of time, we're using 100% of our brain on the things that we really want to be doing rather than managing that chaos. And so we really, you know, the using 100% of your mind, you know, we're always doing that anyway, but this way we get to use 100% of our mind focusing on the things that are going to make us more effective and actually get to those answers rather than, you know, worrying, procrastinating, feeling overwhelmed, indecision, all of those things.
Right. Where do I sign up?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can go to my site, canyoubeahypnotist.com. And so there's two ways that I help entrepreneurs. One is I just help them for themselves, right? So help you be a better human and show up for your business in a bigger and better way by getting rid of procrastination, getting rid of overwhelm, the ability to focus, access your supermind, not stay up worrying, right? A lot of entrepreneurs are coping with the stress of being an entrepreneur by smoking, by drinking, by eating too much. And so they know that they're not super healthy. So that's one part of it. Let, you know, hypnosis help you to be a better human and better entrepreneur. And then the second way that I help entrepreneurs is I teach them hypnosis so they can teach it to their clients. So a lot of my client entrepreneurs are coaches. They are healers. They are out there and they have their own clients. And so utilizing techniques of hypnosis with their own clients help them get better results for their clients.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. Want your marketing ad spend to go further? We've partnered up with Unbounce, the leading landing page and conversion platform, to give you a cool 20% off your first 3 paid months. Just go to unbounce.grsm.io/grow smarter. That's unbounce.grsm.io/grow smarter. Stepping back to the comment about the movie Lucy, what are the top brain hacks that every entrepreneur should know?
Top brain hacks, I would say the ability to get into a desired state of mind. So if we consider, okay, so what is important for an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur really needs to be able to get motivated, right? They need energy. So they need to have the tools to relax when they need to relax so that they can recharge. Think of it like a cell phone, right? Wouldn't it be nice to sit down and in a matter of 15 minutes using a very specific hypnosis audio recording, you were able to recharge back up to 100%. Okay, so that would be one thing, the ability to recharge. And I have a hypnosis recording just for that I'd love to give to your listeners if you'd like. It's at cascadehypnosiscenter.com/breathe. So just download that freebie, listen to it. It's 17 minutes. And when you listen to that for 17 minutes, its purpose is to recharge you back up to 100%. So that's one thing. How can we get recharged and be in that state of mind that we want to be in, right? The second thing is attention, the ability to keep your attention. So some people call this focus, some people call this concentration, but the ability at will to focus 100% of your attention on a single idea and a single concept. This is what gives you clarity, it gives you vision. And the ability to do that is there's a technique called an attention shifting technique. And there are a couple of ways that we set that up. And it has to do with purpose and why. So helping our entrepreneurs really understand why they are in their business and have real clarity on what value they are bringing to the world and who they are serving. And so, you know, the first being the energy to recharge. The second is attention. Attending to and focusing on the only things that you want to focus on. This helps you be more efficient in what you're doing. And the last is the ability to create. So tap into that really powerful creative ability that entrepreneurs need to create something new. And a lot of times they're creating something completely brand new that hasn't been heard of before, or they're combining really good ideas that they've seen in the marketplace into a new offering that's really awesome. And so those are the three brain hacks that I think are really important. And we can do all three of them with hypnosis and with focusing techniques. So energy, attention, and creation.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely love that. Kind of like a reset.
The ability to reset. I mean, we reboot our computers all the time, and everybody knows if something isn't working, reset. So the natural way we reset is sleeping every night. And, you know, I think people are really starting to understand how important and powerful getting really good sleep is. But for the entrepreneur, a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, they're just so loving and they just want to be successful and they want to help people and they're smart. And there's a lot of tools now to be successful. And so they're staying up at night trying to solve problems for their clients. I'm trying to get better results for my clients. I'm trying to fix this process, fix this product, or create something new that's going to be of great service to the world. And they're not getting the sleep that they need, right? And so hypnosis can help them sleep better at night, but it can also help them, as I mentioned earlier, the ability to do that in the middle of the day with a hypnosis recording.
Oh, that'd be perfect. I might be needing some of that soon.
Yeah, I'll definitely send it your way.
So if there was one piece of advice that you would give to a budding entrepreneur who is struggling in their business, what would that be?
I would say you're probably trying to do too much. And in my experience, I've been doing this for a long time, and I do have I train entrepreneurs to become hypnotists. And I also work with these hypnotists for an additional year in a mentorship program that I run. And so I am helping people grow and run their businesses. I've been doing that for many years now. And in my experience, the thing that I see that comes up the most is entrepreneurs are trying to do too much. It's almost as if they're trying to do everything. And so they'll see that what people are doing, you know, on Facebook, as far as marketing goes, oh, I want to do, you know, I'm going to do a Facebook Live, and then I'm going to update my Google Ads, and then I'm going to go to my IGTV channel, and then I'm going to go create my YouTube channel. And they start doing way too much, and they don't get traction on any one thing. And so one of the best pieces of advice I can offer is pick one thing and stick with it. And I got this piece of advice from my publisher, Dr. Angela Loria, and she runs the Author Incubator, and I've used it ever since, and it is so extremely important and valuable to just kind of focus your efforts. It's in perfect alignment with what I teach as far as hypnosis goes. Focus on one thing, get really good at it, make it work, and then you can start adding these other things on there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I'm totally guilty of doing that in the past.
I am too. But see, that's what's so awesome about entrepreneurs, because you know, I will always honor my grads. They're like, but this, you know, but it was fun. I did this Facebook Live and then I wanted to do this. And they kind of get this, it's exciting and fun to do all of these things. And it is. And so we want to honor that. It's like, yeah, it's fun to play around with this stuff and do a little of this and a little of that. And it's exciting to try and figure these things out. But we also need to be successful with the bills. And we want to do a deep dive into something that we can get really, really good at.
Oh, absolutely. So are you working on anything new?
Yes, I am working on a new offering. It'll be out in a couple of months, and it's more specifically related to how we're going to design our brain into doing very specific things that we want it to do, and the ability to kind of capture a state of mind and be able to replay that and reinitiate that state of mind. So imagine motivation, right? Like, wouldn't it be nice if any time that you wanted to be motivated, you could be motivated and you had that energy and you had that excitement to complete a task?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able, yeah, to just calm down or rest and relax when you needed to? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to tap into your creative resources when you needed to, or tap into your community building resources when you needed to? All of these states of mind are kind of like programs that you can kind of capture and then reinitiate inside of you with hypnosis. So that's what I'm working on. It's kind of like a high performance hypnosis for the entrepreneur.
Oh, that's great. I love all that neuro stuff. That is just amazing.
It really is. And neuroscience is coming out with, you know, proof of how all of these things work. Every day there's more, instrumentation that is able to capture what we're thinking about in an fMRI machine and other devices that is kind of proving what we've been talking about in hypnosis for many years.
So, Erica, where can listeners find you?
Listeners can find me at cascadehypnosistraining.com is probably the best place to find me. But I would like to offer them a free copy of my book. And my book is Can You Be a Hypnotist? And that's at canyoubeahypnotist.com.
Awesome. Erica, thanks so much for sharing your insights with us today.
It's been great to be here, Scott. You take care.
Please remember to rate and review the show. It really helps new listeners find us. We welcome you to leave comments because we read everyone and it definitely helps tremendously with improvements to the show. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode.